Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
I remember growing up in church. My dad would lead the choir. They would open the red hymnal, singing Holy Ghost Power. God honored every word they sang. We call them the Song of Zion. Now days are called too old-fashioned, and I'm just wondering why. 'Cause amazing grace is still amazing, and the rock of ages is still a firm foundation. There's still power in the blood and victory in church have quenched some of our fire, replaced what's blood-bought with some worldly desires. God help us as your children to stay with you, our first love, the Lord that never changes, the word that's begotten all of us. 'Cause amazing grace is still amazing, and the rock of ages is still a firm foundation. There's still power in the blood and victory in Jesus. How can the red book go out of day?
Yeah, man, well, that's our friends from Middle Cross. And they were singing about the Red Book. I tell you, I appreciate that good song. And we're going to be featuring this week a message that we preached at Share-a-thon on the subject of the fear of God. Hope it is a blessing as you listen throughout this week.
You will look in the Word of God at chapter number 1 of the book of Proverbs. And we're going to be referencing this verse all the way throughout the message. And look at verse number 7. The Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." I want to read it one more time. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The subject of fear, I want to remind you today that fear is a real thing. And fear is something that's felt, and it also can lead to physical problems. If you let fear take over your life, I want to tell you, it is going to lead to physical problems. I begin to study the scriptures. I begin to look in the Word of God a little bit and just seemingly look through there and see if I can find some different instances of fear throughout our Bible. One of the things that I saw was this. The first type of fear that I saw was what the Israelites were facing when they were crossing the Red Sea. The Egyptians were behind them, and they were getting ready to cross the Red Sea. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. I'm glad that it's that you know we can have help that's immediate, amen, for the Lord. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. I'll tell you, while they're standing there, however, and while that enemy is approaching, I'm sure that while God's promise was there, they were a little bit scared. You can imagine this army chasing you. You've got obstacles on the right hand and obstacles on the left hand, and there's a sea before you. And I can imagine that there was a fear, a real fear, that we're about to die. But then we'll say this. I believe that they were scared about their surroundings. Excuse me. They were trapped. There was nowhere to go. I mean, a helicopter would have been a good option, but you can't move millions of people with a helicopter, right? And so they were scared about their surroundings. Have you ever been scared about your surroundings? Yeah. Never been in a place where, I mean, you're perplexed, and maybe you've got an enemy that nobody else knows about, somebody that's come against you, somebody's running you down by word, and they've threatened, man, I'm going to knock you out, and you've got all these things are happening, but... And then there's some surroundings. You're trapped. There's nowhere to go. What are you going to do? But then there was also scared about their future. Think about this. I mean, there's a sea before them. They're leading this guy named Moses, right? And this man named Moses is supposed to help them to get to the promised land. But, I mean, they're scared. They're tore all out of their frame. Yeah. I don't know about you, but if I was leading a man, that man, amen, being a man of God, thank the Lord, knew something about God, knew that God could do all things well, I would tell you, I would be a little bit scared about that future. Amen. This type of fear describes uncertainties. It describes dangers that come in our lives. And when there's dangers that come when we don't least expect it. Sometimes things will take you by surprise. It'll scare you, actually. And I don't know if you've ever been in a place where you didn't know what to do. I don't know how many's ever been in that place where you got yourself in a position where you didn't know what to do. I mean, maybe you got to a place, maybe it was a job, maybe the loss of a job, a financial crisis, maybe it was a wayward child. I mean, you've done everything you know what to do, but it just doesn't work, and you're at the end of your road, and you don't know what to do. And you feel as if the unknown is about to take you down, but you know, sometimes God has to bring you to a place. I want you to listen to this. Sometimes God has to bring you to a place of fear in order to get our hearts conditioned to where we say, this thing's too big for me. This situation is too large. I can't carry it. It's too heavy, and I can't do it anymore. And we just step back and we say, God, if you don't take this, I am going to lose my mind. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Can I remind you, though? Nothing's too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for God. And boy, it's a great feeling to know that in the midst of our fear, we can trust God, and we know that God's going to see us through in everything that we're facing. God's going to take care of you, and he's going to take care of me. So there's a fear that involves our circumstances, our surroundings, our future. But however, there's another type of fear, and I believe that it's a fear that we're losing in our day. It's a fear of Almighty God. Yeah. And I believe that if we had the fear of God in our lives, in our churches, in our young people, in our Christian folks, I believe that what we would see is this. We would see an honor that's brought back to God. We would see a fear that causes us to stand in awe of him. We would look at God for really who he is. He's not just a buddy, a friend, a pal. He is God, and there's none like him. There will be a reverence back in our churches, a reverence back in our hearts, a reverence back in our homes if we would simply obey him. I want you to know this, that obedience is not going to come without there be a fear of God. Listen, you don't have to look very long to recognize it. Man is not operating in the fear of God. Just look around. Sin, the apathy of people, the lack of desire for God. You know, it's almost crazy, but you wouldn't think that there ought to be, we should never have to pull teeth to get somebody to do something for God. Never. Amen. When it comes to teaching Sunday school, when it comes to living the right, the life, leading somebody, VBS, all those, we shouldn't have to pull teeth. There ought to be a lie to say, I want to do something for Jesus. The reason why there's not is because there's no fear of God in our lives. So I want you to see some things. I got to thinking about our world condition, our world today. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 1, this know also in the last days, perilous times shall come. Remember, fear comes in dangerous and uncertain days, right? That word perilous means dangerous times. This know also in the last day, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. That's no fear of God, right? Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He says, from such turn away, it makes me sick. I can't stand it. The reason why, how can I be a traitor? How can I be a heady? How can I be high-minded? It's because we've lost a fear of God in our lives. Do you have a fear of God anymore? I remember when I got saved by the grace of God, I stood in awe of who God is. I stood in awe of who the Holy Ghost of God was in my life. But I tell you, I'm starting to see it today. We're losing a fear of who God is. Do you have a fear of God in your life? I want you to go to chapter number 19 of the book of Exodus. And I've been doing a study for a long time now on the book of Exodus. And I'm not going to read the whole chapter. We're going to actually go to chapter number 20 here in just a moment. But in chapter number 19, God speaks to Moses and he tells him to get the people ready to meet for worship. He tells them to sanctify, to set themselves apart. In other words, he's saying to sanctify. He said, hey, there's some things that you got to clean up spiritually between me and the Lord, right? We ought to do that every single day of our lives. We ought to clean it. We ought to sanctify. We ought to set ourselves apart, amen, before the Lord every single morning. We ought to start that way. Then he tells them to clean up. He tells them to wash their clothes. He says not just an inward cleansing, but also an outward cleansing. Yeah. And I tell you, you see this come and go mentality in our house of God today. Nobody seems to want a man dress up anymore. I'm not here to bash. I'm not here to praise God. I'm just trying to tell you, we want this just come as you are mentality. I will tell you something. It takes me some time, amen, to put this ugly stuff on, amen. You got to wash. There's a lot of times, Brother Brian, I thought about this. There's a lot of times in the shower while I'm getting ready to go to the house of God. God has given me thoughts. I'm getting ready. I'm preparing myself. I'm combing this least little bit of the hair that I got left. I'm combing it and getting ready to go and then brushing my teeth, putting my suit on. In that preparation work, God is doing a work in my heart to get me ready to go to worship. Amen. They washed their clothes. But then he tells them, he says, to be ready. Now listen, they didn't know. They knew that he was coming on the third day, but they didn't know what time he was coming. They didn't know what time he was coming. They had to be ready on the third day. Amen. It didn't matter if it was 12 o'clock at nighttime. They had to be ready for the third day, right? Can I tell you, we need to be sanctified today. We need to be ready to go, amen. We need to be pumped and primed and ready to get out of here, amen. God's coming soon. When we're just sitting around thinking, well, in our laziness and in our apathy, we think, well, we've lost the fear of God in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Then God set some boundaries. If you're going to be used to God, you're going to have some bounds.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.